Next patient is Elaine Estrada. This is a consultation. Consultation, like I said, Dr. Sambo, no reason for a consultation. Atrial fibrillation history. Patient is a 57-year-old. With a history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, period. Recently, patient is complaining of episodes of palpitation, period. Patient underwent a heart monitor study that showed episodes of atrial fibrillation, PVCs and PACs, period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies under different separation for atrial fibrillation, period. Patient also has a episodes of short runs of atrial tachycardia, period. Current medication, aspirin, 81 mg daily, paroxetine, multivitamins, meclizine, atorvastatin, 20 mg daily, albuterol, and inhalers, period. Allergies, moxicillin, social history, now history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use, family history, non-contributory review system, in general, denied reason, weight gain, or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, meeting and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis. An examination, blood pressure 124 over 87, pulse 79, respiration 16, weight is 150 pounds, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 over 6, systolic murmur, heart of the rest and border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active bowel sound, extremity no edema, quick emission, number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, hypertension, number 3, hypercholesterolemia. Recommendation, patient's atrial fibrillation and discard symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies under different fibrillation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is kind of benefit, discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80%, period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sambono.